Baltimore City's government access cable channel, TV25, has been undergoing a big makeover. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that it's going to carry more than government meetings.
TV25 general manager Tania Lee concedes that her channel carries nothing but government, government, and more government.
Typically, we've covered the city council hearings, the liquor board meetings, the zoning and planning meetings.
But the veteran media executive, who worked for Turner Broadcasting, The Weather Channel, and TV1 before signing on with the city's channel last July, felt there could be more.
We think there's a wide open opportunity for us to really focus on telling the stories of Baltimoreans, its neighborhoods, and really focusing on the essence of Baltimore going forward.
She began planning the change last September. Charm TV is set to launch in June with the slogan, Baltimore All the Time. The channel will still carry the usual government meetings, but the schedule will be more balanced with a primetime programming block of Charm City highlights called Prime Engagement. Each night of the week will focus on a different subject.
On one night of the week, we'll focus on the history and heritage of Baltimore. On another night of the week, we'll focus on being out and about in Baltimore. We have a great show called Tasty Travels.
Tasty Travels focuses on the city's food scene, like this episode being filmed at the Cross Street Market in Federal Hill.
Three, two. So I'm here with Ernie at Nick's Seafood. And
another program called Born in Baltimore will showcase city-based businesses.
Welcome to this edition of Born in Baltimore. I'm your host, Gina Matthews.
Lee and several producers were recently auditioning potential hosts for the show in a conference room at the channel's headquarters at Marketplace. Many were referred by talent agencies. Baltimore does not have to look far for an example of a government access channel creating programs that highlight a city.
One example that is near by is the District of Columbia.
Lonnie Moffitt is a communications consultant who works with cable access channels and a board member of the Alliance for Community Media, a national association of public education and government access channel operators. She says D.C.'s government access channel went through a rebranding a couple of years ago, becoming the District Cable Network.
And they also have programs that are featuring local music and arts and cultural opportunities, and I like the restaurants and all the community activities that otherwise are pretty much ignored by the commercial media.
Moffitt says while the main mission of a government access channel is to provide transparency to governments, programming outside of that mission depends on the size of the budget. For example, Tiny Berwyn Heights in Prince George's County had a small budget and a small staff for its access channel.
They would broadcast their meetings, or cable cast really, on their cable channel by having one camera put up on a tripod with a wide shot of the entire council and some microphones, and they didn't move the camera very often. If they did, the city clerk or the city administrator would stand up and move it.
The town has upgraded the technical abilities of their access channel since then. Charm TV will also go through some technical upgrades. The analog signal will go digital. The studio will be in high definition, and the channel itself will be streamed online. Lee said the remake is being done within the station's existing operating budget of $538,000. The target date for the launch of Charm TV is June 25th. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WIPR.